237.
I think there's a time limit on this that's coming down to hours because the there has to be a filing 48 hours ahead of time. So we're really under a gun.
Yeah, time limit my butt. Yeah, that was Senator Kerry. He was part of the dwarfs that made up the super committee. The six Democrats, the six Republicans, and no deal. But this isn't a surprise. We knew this was going to happen heading into it. It was very, very predictable. In fact, if you could have taken a bet on this, placed a bet in Vegas, boy, it would be easy money. I don't care if you just got a couple of dollars back. It would be the easiest money you could ever make. It was a sure thing. We knew it wasn't going to happen. So the super committee officially announced a little bit later in the day on Monday that they just couldn't come up with a debt deal that would save $1.2 trillion over a decade. And the president's saying, listen, forget it if you try to repeal the automatic cuts that are going to hit defense and domestic spending. Tough tiddlywinks. You're stuck with this. You couldn't come up with something better. So when the axe falls, it will swing in the direction of defense. What do you think, America? Is it okay to slash defense? And that's where we start here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all the nooks and crannies in between. I wish you all safe travels, by the way. If you are leaving a couple days early, if you're leaving on Wednesday, Godspeed. Ooh, the roadways will be jammed. Ever travel on the day before Thanksgiving? I think the worst day of my life was a day when I decided to travel Wednesday night in the Northeast to get from Massachusetts to New Jersey. Oh, the longest. It was like a scene out of Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. So be careful out there. Cutting defense, it makes me think of the soldiers that are coming back, the families that will be reunited. And, of course, with Iraq, we know that the end is near, and this was something that was negotiated during the Bush administration because Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister of that country, wanted a timeline, wanted a deadline. He was the one who proposed it, and now it's becoming a reality, and it's just a question of can they stand the Iraqis on their own two feet without so much help from the U.S. Some diplomatic help, and certainly there will still be a presence there, but not the kind of presence that has been there. That's off the books, let's say. But you still have Afghanistan and other areas where soldiers are deployed. So if we cut defense, Leon Panetta looks like he's on a game show and he can't answer any of the questions and sweat is pouring off of his brow. He's so furious with the idea that defense would be cut even more. And he's warning, 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 warning. I've never seen so many red flags go up from any department as has gone up from the Department of Defense because Panetta knows where this is headed, that it's going to cut and come out of the defense budget. And if we pull everybody back and we don't have a lot of our soldiers deployed, especially in Afghanistan, then okay. But if we're using cheaper equipment because we can't afford the big stuff anymore, which is part of what will happen, you know, some troops would be cut. There were things that would trickle down, but some of it's going to go to equipment. And already Panetta has said that, and I just think that's wrong. Look, you're going to deploy people. You're going to put them in these hairy carry situations. You got to give them the best possible tools that they need when they're out there, for goodness sake, getting picked on by the snipers who want to pick them off, or the IEDs. And I don't think that it's I don't think it's fair to do that, especially with the rules of engagement we have where their hands are practically tied behind their backs, as it is. So I'm going to call foul on that, but they're not going to change it. The president's saying, no, you couldn't come up with something. That's why you were assembled. You couldn't do it. So this stays in play. And part of that is also politics. Now it gets pushed off for another year. Everybody's running in 2012, and nobody has to get hassled about what they want to cut. Nobody has to deal with that because it's pushed off. It's pushed off for another calendar year, basically. But Panetta knows the cuts go into place, and as soon as you hit 2013, it'll all come crumbling down. He's even gone so far as to say, geez, could you just tell everybody that we're going to be weaker? I mean, could you just let them know how much we're getting rid of our budget? These people aren't stupid. Certainly other countries are very well aware of where a lot of the money is going, as much as it's classified information. How much of it do you think leaks out? How much of it do you think is out there? For goodness sake, look at WikiLeaks. How did Julian Assange get half of the information that he got? You think other people don't know that information? So I think it is dangerous. It creates a liability situation that I wouldn't want to mess with. No way. All right, we move from that and what you think. Do you say just let the chips fall where they may, or do you think it's a crime to do that to defense if it happens to go down that way? And the Super Committee, this is old hat for us here on America Tonight and lots of other talk shows. I'm sure everybody's talking about this. We knew that this wasn't going to work. We knew that there weren't going to be any kind of a spending cuts worth talking about because you have to cut spending in that period. That's it. And it wasn't going to happen. And there was no deal to be had. But if you want to throw in your 2 cents, let's hear it. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. We talk about privacy issues a lot on the show, and we haven't actually lately, but we've had months where we've had people on and we've talked about wiretapping and what's fair and what's foul and how far you think you should go in defense of your country in a different way. We have this former Iowa elementary school principal, and we mentioned this story before, now officially sentenced to 30 years in prison for what? Secretly videotaping dozens of young male students using the bathroom. Is that ridiculous? You want to talk about a privacy issue, a sick, twisted thing. There's one for you. So this was the maximum penalty they could have given this teacher. And now the teacher, who's 43 years old, a guy named Robert Blake, who was in a federal court on Monday in Cedar Rapids, he pled guilty to one count of producing child pornography in August, stood there pretty somber from what I understand, and then they let him have it. 30 years. It's about time you got tough with these sick, twisted people, whether it's videotaping, whether it's wiretapping kids and what they're saying, because that's happened, and that's happened in some of the restrooms, which is just as sick, only you don't have the video there. Luckily, they were able to come up with a link to his computer to find that pornography, boom, lickety-split like that, and he was sharing it on the Internet. A huge stash of the stuff. And he was using the stuff that he had gotten on the cameras in the school bathroom to get the video of the students, and he was pumping it out there. Can you imagine? You can't get that back. You can't get that back, any of those kids who were flushed out, so to speak, all over the Internet. Hang with us. We're kicking the can down the road. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
More than 90% of Americans are simply unprepared for even the most likely emergencies. Even common occurrences like snowstorms, tornadoes, hurricanes, or simple power outages can make it difficult for you to simply feed your family. To help you become prepared for any emergency situation, Ready Reserve Foods has prepared a free report entitled The Prepared Citizen's Guide to Emergency Food Supplies, How to Ensure Your Family is Protected and Nourished in Times of Emergency. In addition to this incredible free report, Ready Reserve Foods has prepared 11 family protection videos that you can watch for free at our website, ReadyReserveFoods.com. That's right. You can keep your family informed and prepared for any emergency by simply visiting ReadyReserveFoods.com and watching our 11 family protection videos and downloading the Prepared Citizen's Guide to Emergency Food Supplies, all for free. Visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. That's ReadyReserveFoods.com. ReadyReserveFoods.com.
For this Thanksgiving, I'm thankful that through the years I got hundreds of Christmas cards, Thanksgiving cards, birthday cards, cards that said thank you, congratulations, just wanted to say hello, postcards from all over the world, letters from boyfriends when I was a kid. Nothing like getting that first letter from a guy or a girl, right? Yep. I think his name was Tommy Reynolds in York, Pennsylvania. I hope he's not listening right now. And he was 13, and I think I was 13. I remember I stuck that letter on my mirror. I won't. None of the kids that are 13 now will be doing that, though, in the future. That's why I'm thankful for the Postal Service, for what it was, because now it's so unnecessary. In fact, the Postmaster General, Patrick Donahoe, is saying that, look, we have two separate bills that have advanced in the House and the Senate committees, and they're delaying tough decisions. They don't even come close to giving us what we need to figure out how we're going to deal with our financial losses. Patrick, in his own words.
We still will have a couple weeks of operating cash. That's why it's so important to get this bill resolved, because like any other business, we'd like to get the operating cash and pay the debt down so we're much stronger going out in the future.
I know I've said these numbers before, but I'll give you the numbers again. You're talking about 20% drop in mail volume on top of 20% volume drop So already $5.1 billion in debt this year. Deadline to make this $5.5 billion payment for their pension fund, the healthcare retirement fund, actually. That's been delayed a month to December 18th. So there's real trouble here. There's real trouble. Trouble. Easy for me to say. So enjoy the letters that you're getting. I wrote a letter to someone today because I thought I'm going to write a couple letters. I'm going to make myself do it. I have terrible cursive, but I have great printing. So I just did a card. I don't know how many more of those cards are ever going to go out again. We do everything through the internet. That's just the way it is. That's technology. That's life. And that's where we're headed. And the Postal Service, a victim of it, also because they weren't on the cutting edge. You got to figure out a way to dance to a different beat if things change, and they really didn't do it, right? All right, let's go out to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing, gorgeous?
I'm good. How are you?
Lovely.
I like it when you say lovely.
Yeah,
that's the way you say it.
Well, don't forget, now, you know, pretty soon I have to come up with a new one. Because last year was simply fantastic. You know, this year it's lovely, so I got to come up with a new one.
It's crutch words. We all have crutch words. I say flip side.
Okay.
In fact, I was going to have Matt just ding me every time I said flip side because I noticed, wow, I'm saying flip side too much. I'm getting rid of that. 2012, no more flip side.
Okay. Now, this may sound like a dumb question. What exactly is a super committee?
The super committee was to handle the deficit, to come up with a way to cut $1.2 trillion out of the outrageous deficit that we have in the United States, which is now up to $15 trillion. So six Democrats, six Republicans, let's have this bipartisan committee. Let them come up with the things that would be cut or a compromise or whatever has to be done, and they couldn't come up with one because the Republicans won't tax. They don't want to tax anything. They don't want to raise revenue. They don't want to have that happen. You know, they want to put it back on the taxpayers. And we don't want it, frankly, to be honest. And the Democrats have to protect certain things, and they don't want to cut entitlement programs. They don't want to have to swing and wield the axe and try to explain it to their constituents. That's what it comes down to. It's politics.
Tell me, it's like, tell me something I don't know, you know?
Oh, no. I know.
I know, but, I mean, I thought it was maybe some prestige, you know, because the way it sounded like, you know, like a congressman would say, oh, I'm on the super committee. It sounds like it's just with all due respect.
It sounds like it's a big deal. Like you've been elevated to this huge committee, and it's prestigious, and boom, here we go. It's super. Why would you ever put super in front of a committee that's lame that they knew wasn't going to do anything? You're right.
And I think it's going to do diddly. From what I'm hearing, I think it's going to do, like you said, Republicans want this, the Democrats want that. I don't think it'll solve anything.
Right.
You know?
It's not. It's done. They wave the white flag, so it's not happening. I know.
I know, and you're going to end up paying. All my friends in the States are going to end up paying for it.
Well, we're going to end up paying for it somehow. Absolutely. It's a question of how. It's a question of what. It's a question of what's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, now with all this Occupy thing, did they have an Occupy Dallas, by the way?
They did. It was really weak, mostly comprised of a few homeless people, a few kids who had nothing better to do with their time, and then a few lame folks who were just kind of wandering around. Seriously, there wasn't much meat to it.
Okay, it wasn't like that, it wasn't like, say, in New York or...
No, not even close. Not even at all like New York.
And I guess you heard what happened at UC Davis with their...
Pepper spray, yes?
Yeah.
We've been talking about it.
I know, and I saw it, I figured, who is this cop? I mean, they were just kneeling there, acting like relatively nice people, and he's spraying the pepper spray like it's like me spraying, you know, freshener in my apartment. That's the way he was acting. And he's on administrative leave. If it was up to me, I'd fire everybody who was involved because, you know, from what I heard, the policeman in charge was saying, we were worried. Right.
that's what they're saying. It was a preventive measure, which was stupid because it was a sit-in. You could tell they were peaceful. What were they doing? I don't know, blocking a lane on the campus. It was dumb. And it is outrageous. And anybody listening to us, because this is radio, go and Google it and you'll see. And how they sprayed them twice, we've talked about it.
Right.
It is stupid.
Right. So you know what they should do with this cop? I'm going to bring in hockey. You know me. Strap him against, UC Davis is near Los Angeles, yes?
Yeah.
Strap him, call either the Kings or the Ducks. Strap this guy to the net with Anthony, and let the players take slap shots at him. I know, you knew I would bring in hockey.
You are brutal. Any way you can work in a hockey reference, you do it. It doesn't matter what we're talking about.
Oh,
that's funny.
Oh, you know, and this past weekend was the last weekend of football here in Quebec. Woo! Finally. And I was doing a championship game, and there was one kid, it's his last year of Pee Wee, next year, we would have moved up. He puts his helmet right in another player's back and says, yeah, you deserved it. We flagged him. He goes, hey, come on, it's football. Oh, please. And then he starts doing like one of these dances. We threw him out, and he said, well, they do it in the NFL. I'm like, monkey see, monkey do. I mean, my personal thing is, fine. Football players want to do like some of these touchdown dances, fine. But they should also tell these kids, hey, we're paid to do that. You don't do that. At least that's if it was up to me,
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you there. I mean, if we're making a stretch of kids versus professional athletes and what they're doing, the kind of hard hits.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what? That's the thing. Where do these kids want to be? Scholarships, move up to maybe the professional level. So that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to be impressive. They're trying to move the line if they're big, beefy line guys, or they're trying to make the glamorous catches or run the ball. That's when you see the footage from them in high school and stuff.
Right. You were talking about scholarships. I remember watching the old Hollywood Squares, and the master of ceremonies asked Kobe Bryant this question. 1% of graduating high school seniors who play on a school sports team have a chance at this. And he said, playing pro sports. I would have agreed, so did the contestant. But it was wrong. What was it? Having a chance at a Division I scholarship. So just think, if you 1% only have a chance at the Division I scholarship, how many people have a chance of playing pro sports?
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, there's no question. There's a limited amount of scholarships that are available at XYZ universities. However, there are a lot of universities, but there are a lot of student athletes. Just even take football. Think of the big states, California, Texas, Florida, and then all the others, too. Stay with us, taking more calls and emails next.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. Satansshow.com.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, don't just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You can share your thoughts with us, 800-259-5791, or jam on the chat if you go to americatonight.net, or send us an email that way. How about that? As always, it's kind of a mashup here because we're heading into Thanksgiving. And I say mashup, what are some of the things that we're thankful for this Thanksgiving? I am thankful that we had a football season. Yes, I know. Some of you hate sports and you can't stand the NFL. You think it's barbaric. But you know what? I like it. So I'm not going to make any excuse. I watched football since I was a kid. It was fun. And probably because my family watched it. So, you know, that's one of those things. You sit down, everybody's rooting for the team, and that becomes what you do. That's the family thing. Besides arguing about politics and having to have some kind of current event and defending your point of view. See where it was in my family? You were also talking about who was crappy on the Eagles, and the Eagles, as we called them. And therefore, the NFL was something that that we enjoyed talking about, and that's why it's fun to do the nail the score thing, and all of you that relate to that, the kickback and watch whatever your favorite team is. So I am thankful that we had a season, because heading into the season, it was not looking that way. There was training camp was canceled. It was the battle of the billionaires and the millionaires. And once again, everybody, the everyday man was saying, are you kidding me? Wouldn't I love to have the potential money coming in that either one of these sides have at stake here that they'll, you know, that we can't really relate to. You know, there's doing okay, and then there's whew, then there's off into a stratosphere. And it's a different life when you're off into that stratosphere. And that's what the athletes, a lot of these athletes, and certainly a lot of these owners experience. So I think that it was hard to relate to the Rock'em Sock'em robot back and forth between the two sides. I really think if they had canceled the season, it would have helped to kill the NFL in some people's minds. I don't think they would have come back to it. It's like Major League Baseball when they went on strike. Remember when that happened? And a lot of people didn't return to baseball for a long time because they were furious. They were angry. I mean, this was their little pastime. This was what they could go and root for the team. They could go and watch. They could afford it. They could listen to the games. They could, you know, make it a family thing, whatever. And it was taken away. And I think football would have suffered the same fate. So I am thankful that we had the NFL this year, believe it or not. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Well, I'm thankful, okay, that there's at least one radio station out there that will allow anybody to voice their political opinion, whether it's on the left or on the right, regardless of what any pressure they try to put on the host of the show. And that's your show. So thank you very much for that, young lady.
Thank you, Tomas. We always say, hey, whatever your stripes are, that's the idea. Invite everybody to the conversation. Let's have a conversation. They can't seem to have one in Washington, but certainly the rest of us can have one.
That's right. I'd just like to make a comment. It's a new day here on Eastern Standard Time, and it's the anniversary of John F. Kennedy's assassination.
Yes.
And, you know, since we've been talking about the Fed a lot, John F. Kennedy did sign an executive order, I think 11110 or something like that. And that executive order said that it would give authority to the Secretary of the Treasury to issue silver certificates. He promptly did that, over $750 million worth. And that's the last time any Secretary of the Treasury has issued silver certificates. So I'm wondering.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Well, are you wondering if we're going to have Patriot dollars in the future?
Oh, you know, that's beyond my pay grade, I believe.
There you go.
You know, but I'm just thinking that we've gotten so accustomed to feeling pain for things like people getting tear gassed. But do we feel the same pain for hundreds of thousands of families losing their homes? You know, do we feel outrage because young people are having sex in a park? Or do we feel the same amount of outrage, you know, for what's going on with this, you know, this government, the most important government in the world, just completely lying about money, about currency, about what, you know, we need to eat. They're printing money and they're lying about it. So to me,
I agree. You know, well, do away. Here's the thing. One thing Ron Paul says, do away with the Federal Reserve. Audit the sucker. Why is it? It's you know what it's like? It's like Ben Bernanke is the Pope. And then he gets summoned up to Congress, and then they kind of beat him up a little bit. And he says, what's going to happen with inflation? Geez, we're really worried, and the numbers are historically low for interest rates and whatever nonsense they spew. And then he's on the cover of Time magazine as Man of the Year, and I just don't get it. And I've talked to economists, Tomas, and I say, just inform me, am I ignorant to this man that people think he's the great Buddha? And people have told me no. He's just part of the power vacuum, and he has risen through the ranks. So I don't understand it. Why can't we audit the Fed? What is the deal?
You know, a guy that you know that talks about, money, he's living in Norway. You know why he's living in Norway? Because the Euro police can't get him in Norway because Norway is not a part of Euro. You know that.
Yeah, yeah.
But you should ask him what he thinks about Andrew Jackson, because Andrew Jackson had a Fed. There was a U.S. bank. It was like the Fed. And he said, the last thing I do is I'm going to get rid of you. So people say that if I get rid of you, 10,000 people will lose their jobs, but because of you, 50,000 people are losing their jobs. And when he was dying on his deathbed, the last thing, they asked him, what's the best thing you did in your life? He said, I killed the bank. So ask him about Andrew Jackson and the bank and the Fed. And
yeah,
great Thanksgiving.
You too. We've talked about it before. We will again. And his name is Saul Albom, and he and I worked together on a financial show. And he's a pretty interesting guy, and we talk to him twice a month. So, yeah, I'll throw up the Jackson question to him, sure. Rick in Illinois, hello.
Hello there.
Hello.
I see that super comedian, the super flop.
I know you're shocked by it. You expected massive success and bipartisan cooperation and an incredible blueprint, but it did not happen.
Oh, yeah, he's ready to go and shape everything up and get us a zero deficit by Christmas time.
Yeah.
That was just a big joke. I mean, I don't know why they waste the time doing it. You know, you got six Republicans and six Democrats, they ain't going to agree on nothing.
I agree.
So, that's a big flop.
But it's a good way to say, listen, we're trying to do something here. So we are going to try to work together. We're going to make a special committee. We're going to give them 2 months. And if they don't do it, here's the trigger. It falls down. These are the cuts. This is the threat. And then we don't have to deal with it because guess what, Rick? What people don't realize is the trigger goes into effect not until 2013. So during the entire election process of 2012, nobody has to get pummeled for what they're cutting out or what they haven't cut out because it's not even an issue.
Well, what they should have done, if made it, if they couldn't agree to it, nothing. They should have all been let go of their jobs.
I love that. Okay, so you're elected by the people, but we have a rare exception here. If you sign up to be on this super committee, because we're putting the word super in front of it, you better come out of those meetings with a deal by the time it's over in 2 months. Otherwise, you lose your job.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, they got something done.
Well, think about it. If you and I had a company, you and it's the Rick and Kate company. Notice I gave you top billing. And how could we have a company with people that we would assign things to, that we're paying money to, and they have a certain accountability and a task to do, and they just don't do it? They just, we'll just push that deadline. Well, guess what? Our company is sunk, and we can't make any money, and we're bankrupt.
Yeah, you put their neck, put their neck on the line.
Yes.
They don't get the job done, they'd be fired. But
yes.
I think next election, they all ought to be fired. Get rid of them all. Start new.
Well, that's something to remember. Everybody listening, what Rick just said, take it to heart. Thanks, Rick, because you, my friends, do have a say in the political process. And if you would be more active, and some of you are in voting or paying attention to what your congresspeople are doing or your senator, then complain. Call the office. It takes 5 minutes. Seriously. They get enough complaining phone calls. Guess what? Things change. All right, coming up, we are going to go to the mailbag. That's next on America Tonight.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down. I've got a little bit of respect. Don't take it away.
How does it feel to be one of the beautiful?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall.
Why don't want me to live?
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
Thanksgiving, let me tell you, on this show, we are always, isn't it true, guys, aren't we always talking about Mother Nature and the wicked things that happen, whether it's tornadoes or floods or tropical storms, fires, whatever it might be. It's been a very rough year. FEMA is famished. I mean, FEMA is like drained because everybody needs help from the East Coast to the Midwest to California. It really has been rough. In the state of Texas, in Oklahoma, parts of New Mexico, it's been about drought. And because of the drought, and so I'm thankful for water, I'm serious. When it rains, you just, people just stare. It's like a movie. It's like you're going outside and someone said, look up to the clouds. Maybe it's a spacecraft, I don't know what it is, and it's rain that they're talking about. Because it's such a rare thing in Texas now. And because of that, you have lakes that are drained.
You have stage 3 drought that you're dealing with. And that means, you know, brown lawns like you're living in Phoenix or like you're living in New Mexico. And a really crazy thing has happened because you have a lake like Lake Buchanan. Because of the depleted Texas lakes, there was an interesting story that came out a couple of days ago that a lot of people, not just in Texas, but all over the country, were kind of fascinated by. You have ghost towns popping up all over the place. I'm not kidding you. Like graveyards and stuff. Because now these tombstones and things are being uncovered. They were at the bottom of some lakes. And especially Texas's largest lakes, the big lakes. When you have a water level that goes down 20, 30 feet, for goodness sake, of course you're gonna with the receding waters, you're gonna see things that are revealed. So it's like a paradise of treasures to some and a horror show to others. They found prehistoric skulls, tools, fossils, cemeteries. I mean, all kinds of crazy things. People are scavenging the lakes for chunks of history. Yeah, it's like the poor man's version of Indiana Jones. And one of the places is called Bluffton, Texas. And it's Lake Buchanan. And underneath that lake, all kinds of history suddenly is emerging. Yeah. I'll take the rain, though, however. So I am thankful for water. I grew up in an area that was very wet. There was plenty of water. In fact, we'd always have above average rainfall. And it's very weird to be below rainfall. And I know some of you can relate to that are listening to me across the state of Texas and other parts of the country, too, that have also gone through that and have gone through droughts in the past. In California, they've had droughts they've had to deal with that have been pretty bad. All right, they always ask you to voice your opinion. I always say, shoot me your email. So let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. This one is from Kenny K. Kate, did you realize that this is the anniversary of the assassination of JFK back on November 22nd, 1963 in Dealey Plaza, Dallas, Texas? I think your show emanates from there. Wonder what your thoughts are and if you've been to the fifth floor museum. Well, it's not the fifth floor, it's the sixth floor museum. And yes, I have been there several times. It's a very interesting, kind of creepy place, to be honest. Not the sixth floor museum itself, but outside of it, I mean, what you can see, what you can visualize, all the amazing things actually they have in this museum. And what Kenny Kay says, what do you think would happen? Well, you know, what do I think would happen? Do I think that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone? Do I think that somebody else was involved? Do I think it was the CIA? Do I think it was a conspiracy to pick him off? You know, there's still all kinds of theories that are floating around about alternative scenarios, if you will. And the cool thing actually about going to the museum is they display all that. And there's people outside of the museum that are completely willing to talk about it. For Dallas, it is, and not growing up in Dallas, it is the black eye. It is a dark day in the history of the state of Texas and Dallas because of what happened. You go along that assassination route, and it does make you wonder. And you look at that Texas school book depository, and you see the theories laid out. And man, I'll tell you what. Do I think that there was a cover-up? I think there was some cover-up involved. Certainly during the commission and all the things that have emerged afterwards. Was there some other kind of plot? Maybe, perhaps. Perhaps there was. It's always interesting, though, to talk about the possibilities of all the theories that have floated around. I think the theory that there was more than Lee Harvey Oswald, I think there was more than Oswald. If not, there were people that wanted to. There were people that were in place, perhaps, because it was easy pickings, if you will, for that root. And everybody knew what the root was going to be because it was exposed. It was in the paper. It was all over the place. It was certainly not a secret. Not like today where they're bulletproof and, you know, the presidents, the routes that they take, the motorcades, usually people have no idea. It's so locked down. And you also have the Secret Service that goes in way, way, way ahead of time. All right, let's go to a couple of more. This one's from Donnie. Super committee, my foot. Well, you knew, I knew, everybody knew in America, it's no big secret, that the super committee wasn't going to do a darn thing. Why do we constantly put up with this, Kate? It's such a joke. You say it. Can't we elect people to do the business at hand? After all, it is a government of we, the people. I think too many Americans forget that. What say you? You're stealing my thunder. I say it all the time. Never forget the Declaration of Independence. We the people, absolutely. We elect the people who represent us. See, I think power corrupts. Ultimate power corrupts. It just does. I've talked to plenty of people in the media who have covered specifically with no agenda that somehow they're independent. They're independent of it all, believe it or not, because I think everybody has leans a little bit one way or the other, or certainly has some thought on directions we're headed. But I've talked to people who I think are pretty independent, and they've covered enough presidents, they've covered enough of the political scene up close and personal, and what they usually say, I'm going to go with somebody that I talked to in the radio business that was pretty high up that dealt with the last five presidents, that they come in idealistic, no matter what their politics are, and then you see them getting torn down little by little by little, and then you also see the power and the ego that starts to explode with all of that. Well, I think we got to check the egos at the door, and we got to try to elect people who, it's not about the ego, it's about getting things done. It's about moving America in the right direction. And super committee, yeah, it was doomed from the beginning. Let's go to this one. Pile On in Vermont. I like that. Pile On. Pile On says, Kate, I'm sick of people really dogging some of these Republican candidates. They are definitely, almost all of them, a better alternative to what we have right now at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Hey, I was willing to give the guy a chance, seriously. I even voted for him, although I'm ashamed to admit it now, and he really hasn't done much of anything. The stimulus was a joke. Most of what the president accomplished, if anything, was forced upon him. I say it's time for somebody new in the White House, and that man might be Newt Gingrich. Yeah, Newt Gingrich is getting attention. I mean, he's a career politician, but when people scrape away his personal life, will that stand up, or does that fall down on Newt Gingrich? And can he knock off Mitt Romney, who's the establishment guy? Or, hey, maybe Ron Paul surprises a few people. It's up for grabs now, that's for sure, and we're getting closer to the caucuses and the primaries. That'll make a difference.
Worse? How can they get any worse? Take a look around you, Ellen. We're at the threshold of hell!